High atop a mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Pleasant words will draw a snake from its hole.
It's early evening. Jack finds the slightly eccentric Madame Chunknose seated in the study. Before her is a deck of strange-looking tarot cards.
Madame Chunknose? That's an interesting deck of cards.
Have you never seen the Celtic Tarot? Here, see for yourself.
It's very interesting. It seems that almost all the characters are animals. Well, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't disturb you.
No, not at all.
Could you tell me some more about the unicorn? You didn't actually see one, did you?
Cut the cards, Jack.
Huh? Oh, sure.
I could feel the trembling ethereal presence of a unicorn.
Was it inside the circle of stones?
No. Sit down, Jack.
Well, if it wasn't in the circle...
Shh. Take a deep breath. Now exhale. Once upon a time, you saw a unicorn.
My aunt told you that.
She said you were very special. Far more special than you know. But perhaps it was best you didn't know.
So I wouldn't take myself too seriously.
Tell me about your unicorn, Jack.
Well, it happened years ago when I was living in London. One night, I was walking along. I was feeling very open. And suddenly it just came out of me. It leaped right out of my eyes. There was a flash of white light that seemed to explode in the air, and there, in the center of the light, was a unicorn. And then it was gone.
Yes.
And I've never seen it since.
They do not dwell in this dimension.
Is the stone circle a portal?
A doorway where mythical beasts can enter our realm?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Oh, I see. Well...
But there are secret sites.
Oh?
Sacred to the pagans, where the membrane between dimensions is so transparent that given the right, climate, creatures of the light may slip through.
And what about creatures of the dark?
If the climate is conducive and they are being called forth, of course.
I see.
Never think negative thoughts, Jack, for those very thoughts may attract the dark.
I know.
Yes. I believe a unicorn will again appear to you, Jack.
You do?
It is here.
That's my favorite card.
The fool?
Yeah.
The fool wearing butterfly wings steps off a cliff.
Yeah, well, I can relate to that.
But behind the fool is a spiral-like maze, do you see?
Yeah. What does that mean?
The power you will receive will have such a profound effect that you may wish to consider whether it's wise to embrace such a pure, untamed energy. Do you believe you are strong enough, Jack?
Well, how do you think this card would answer?
The fool?
Good grief, that sounds like Lady Pompon.
Yes, indeed.
Something's happened.
Perhaps she has sat on a snake.
Sat on a snake? I better find out.
If she has, how unfortunate for that poor slippery old thing. I mean the snake, of course.
Why keep a dog and bark yourself?
Jack Flanders was speaking with Madame Trunknose when he heard a scream from Lady Pompon. He ran up the winding staircase and dashed down the hall to Lady Pompon's room as he flung open the door.
It's terrible! Terrible!
What happened?
Can't you see?
See what?
It's gone.
What is?
It was snatched right out from under my very feet.
What was?
That.
The floor?
No, not the floor. My Persian carpet.
You mean you were standing on it?
What?
The carpet. When it was pulled out from under you.
Do you find this amusing, Mr. Flanders?
No. Where were you when it was snatched?
I was in my bath.
Well, how long were you in there?
That's personal.
Madame Pompon, I'm only trying to figure out...
The carpet was obviously rolled up and carried off right under your very nose.
Well, is there anything else missing?
Do you actually think that I've had time to complete an inventory?
Well, is there anything here that wasn't here?
Yes, you.
Well, the thieves always leave something in place of what they've taken, right?
Yes, that.
That wicker trunk. What is it? A footlocker?
Auntie, what's wrong?
About time, poodles.
What happened?
Can't you see?
No.
They took the carpet.
Is that all?
Is that all?
And they left this footlocker in exchange.
What's in it?
Have you opened it, Lady Pompon?
No, I have not.
Well, let's take a look, okay? Oh, I'm afraid it has a padlock.
Let me try.
What are you doing, poodles?
I'm going to open it.
With a hairpin? Jack, I'm certain old far-seeing Art has a hackasaw or bold cutlery among his tool repertoire.
Well, I'll see what I can find.
I can feel it.
Feel what?
The tumblers.
Poodles, you are ruining a perfectly good hairpin.
Old Art, are you down here? Oh. Let's see. No, this won't do. Ah, these bolt cutters ought to do it.
Jack returns upstairs. As he's walking through the parlor, he notices a bright round patch on the wallpaper with a hook in the center.
Wait a minute. There was a small oval painting hanging here. I swear it was here when I walked by a moment ago.
As he stands there, a bit baffled, a panel in the wall slides open and a carved wooden mask appears, followed by a gloved hand and an arm that extends out, hanging the mask on the vacant hook. Jack is too dumbfounded to move, but as the arm begins to withdraw, Jack suddenly reaches out with the bolt cutters and clamps onto the sleeve. The arm jerks back. There's a rip as the arm yanks itself free. Jack drops the bolt cutters and grabs for the panel, but too late. It snaps shut.
Darn it.
He slides his fingers along the woodwork looking for a latch.
There has to be one somewhere. Aha.
He slides the panel open and cautiously sticks his head into the dimly lit passageway. Off in the distance, a crouched figure is disappearing around a corner. And meanwhile...
Oh, give it up, poodles. You will never, not in 1,000 years, unfasten it.
I did it.
And from whom did you learn that?
From Madame Trunknose.
Madame Trunknose taught my niece to pick locks?
Do you want to guess what's in here?
I haven't the faintest interest, poodles.
I do.
Was that a gasp? Or was that a gulp? Make up your mind.
It's...
What is it, poodles?
It's...
Untie your tongue, girl.
Body.
I beg your pardon.
It's not a live one.
What are you saying?
I think it's been croaked.
Poodles, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because a body cannot be stuffed into such a small container.
It can if it's been sawed into small pieces.
Poodles, you have never shown even the tiniest spark of imagination. Please don't try to change now, my dear.
Whatever you say, Auntie.
You may leave now.
Shall I close the lid?
Of course.
Bye, Auntie.
Find someone to carry the wicked thing away, will you, Poodles?
Yes, Auntie.
Now, shall we see what is really inside this footlocker?
It is a brave bird that makes its nest in the cat's ear.
Lady Pompon's Persian carpet was stolen. Left in its place was a padlocked wicker trunk about the size of a footlocker. When her niece Evie picked the lock, she discovered...
A body.
Poodles, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because a body cannot be stuffed into such a small container.
It can if it's been sawed into small pieces.
Meanwhile, Jack discovered the thief slipping through a sliding panel. He gave chase as he scurried inside the hollow walls of Inverness.
I didn't realize there were so many passageways here. Where did he go? It sounds like he's gone that way. He knows these passageways like a rat running a maze. If only I could... Oh! Ooh! What the heck? A dead end? What? That can't be. There has to be some way... wait a second. Aha! A latch. Oh. There he is, scampering into the fog. He's headed into those hedges. I may be able to... What does that sign say? Enter at your own risk. Why? What's so... Oh, I know what this is. It's the entrance to the maze. If I try to follow, I could be stuck there for hours. Maybe days. Oh, shoot. A crow. Sounds like it's perched up on the roof.
High up in the east tower of the mansion, an eerie greenish light appears in the windows. A shadow of a crow passes across the windows and disappears into the fog.
What's that light? Isn't that where the old Warlets are used to be?
Jack hurries into the mansion. He crosses the vast living room, the parlor, the library, the study, looking for a door to the stairs that spirals up into the east tower.